pack up. He most cows I handled and had individual names, and I talked to her just like with a person. Uh-huh. You know, easy back up. You know, back your legs or something like that. You know,
uh-huh.
We talked to them
uh-huh.
as individuals. You know,
what would you say to a
yeah. uh-huh. go ahead.
To a horse or mule to make it go left or right?
Gee, you know, what was it? Gee, woo, get over there. Dad, I mean, talk to them almost like you're people, uh-huh. really.
What would you say to make them turn left if you're plowing? You tell them.
Gosh. I guess everybody's horses were different, though.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know.
What would you say to them to get them started?
Whoa, what's get up, you know.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm trying to say now, that weren't words all the time.
Uh-huh.
See, in each case, they were different.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Each animal had its own. You couldn't tell my horse to get up, and uh-huh. I couldn't tell yours simply because, but I guess that was probably general words used throughout
uh-huh.
the country, but I might say, you know,
uh-huh.
and my horse would take off, you know.
Uh-huh. How would you stop your horse? You'd tell him.
Whoa.
And to back him into a buggy.
I almost talked to him like I would a man. Back up. Get uh-huh. back in there, you know?
Uh-huh.
Something like that, you see?
Did you ever hear anybody call sheep?
No.
You didn't have sheep in this area?
No, not around here.
What about hogs? How would people call hogs?
Oh, yeah. They had a way of calling hogs. But we didn't have enough of them for to have, you know, really.
Uh-huh.
We didn't raise enough hogs. They got such certain areas where there are large amount of hogs raised, they had a hog calling.
Uh-huh.
But not in this, there wasn't enough hogs raised in this area, I don't think,
uh-huh.
for me to know uh-huh. how it sound, you know.
What about chickens?
Yeah, you know.
How would you call chickens?
Chick, chick, chick. You know, we call chickens uh-huh. like, we had sounds, you know, to make call chickens.
Uh-huh.
But, say like, there weren't no sheep enough to me to know, and
uh-huh.
and when it gets like you say about the horses, I think there were different ways of telling them, you know, what to do, but each person had certain individual ways,
uh-huh.
you know, to do it, you know. But we made sounds with our mouths that they understood, you know. We whistled.
Uh-huh.
We said certain things like get up or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I found that it differed throughout the community, you know, the mm-hmm. area.
The inside part of a cherry, the part that in it, a cherry,
yeah.
Uh-huh. The inside part that you don't eat, you call that the.
What you talking about, the seed or core uh-huh. seed? Yeah.
What about yeah. in a peach?
And a peach. How are you getting a peach? Is it, you know, seeds and a peach?
What about the part inside the seed?
Huh. I didn't know they had a part.
Okay. And you know the kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of? You call that a?
Heck, I don't know.
Hard core, something.
I know apple has a core.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, there's one kind of peach that the seed. The flesh is real tight against the seed.
The flesh is.
You have to cut the seed out of it. What do you call that kind of peach?
Heck, you name it. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean,
uh-huh.
if like now peaches don't grow here now.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, what I'm trying to say, I'd have to know a lot about peaches and know that.
Uh-huh.
I guess that would have to come to the kitchen where. The uh-huh. white food with peaches, but when yeah. I bite it and I don't